right, just apologize, guys. Just like a hands up, or I can't even get my words out. I had an abscess in my jaw. Yes. And my jaw's been locked for a week. So my blowjob career has been put on hold. I'm kind of getting back to it. So I've got some movement in my mouth. So
yeah, you've
if you
been
hear
on
me
super,
slurring,
super strong pink.
I'm not pissed. I just can't move my mouth much. So I do apologize in advance.
Welcome to The Smoking Area, where we deep dive into life's highs and lows. I'm Benji, your host, ready to bring you candid conversations, a listening ear, and a splash of late-night excitement. Get ready to explore unfiltered discussions. Let's step into The Smoking Area.
This week, I don't really laugh. Please, it hurts when I laugh.
Okay, I'm going to look away from you. I'm going to look away.
So, this week's dilemma. I've been dating a guy I really like and we've been texting daily. Everything about him is great and we click really well and he has told me that he really likes me. The thing is, we live in different cities, so we rely on social media and texting to communicate. I think I'm being paranoid because he's not very good at texting. It sometimes takes hours to get a reply and sometimes I'm left on scene all night until the next morning. And it's making me feel like the things he's saying about us aren't true and I'm just filling time until he finds someone closer. Help. I really like him and I really want to see where this goes, but I'm also terrified of being hurt. Should I ask him to text more? Is he really busy or is he just an excuse?
Oh,
I've got a lot to say on this. You go first.
Torn on this one because all of my rational side would say, you know what I'm like, if you were asking me this or I was asking you this, I'd want someone to say, what are you worrying about? You're grown-ups. If he's telling you he likes you, you can't assume that things are wrong because of the rate that someone messages. People do have busy lives. I've said it in previous episodes. People are busy. People have got stuff to do. And if someone was demanding my time, I'd be a little bit put off. I'd be a bit like... But then again, I have to play devil's advocate. If I really did like someone, I would be making the effort, even if busy, to just like kind of... Because hours and hours, she said... Is it a he or a she? Do we know?
We don't know.
Oh, God. Well, regardless, the listener is probably going to want us to say, bring it up or don't worry about it or whatever. I don't know. My sensible side would say, the angel on my shoulder would definitely say, bite your tongue, see how things go. Try and instigate a bit more spicy conversation. Try and be a bit more understanding and show the person that they probably want you to be, which is, but everyone's going to be put off by someone that's really forceful. Demanding someone else's time, it's going to make you less likely to want to speak to them, right? That's what I think.
Yeah.
If someone was blowing up my phone 24/7 and I said, I'm busy, I've got a lot of stuff to do, I'd be a little bit annoyed. Giving people constant reassurance is the ick. You know, someone always saying, but how do you feel? How do you feel? How do you feel? You want to say it when you want to say it because you feel it comes naturally from the heart. Uh-huh. You don't want to say it for the sake of it and then it doesn't mean anything. So I think that the positive in this is the conversation's going great. And he's said, I really like you, and he just lives in a different city. That's just one of those things. You're both going to have to make the effort and maybe find some middle ground. But I think if it's these early days, like you said, you're just dating, don't put him off by being that way. But then the devil on my shoulder is saying, what are you doing? What the fuck are you up to? Why does it take hours for you to respond? Who is that busy? Who's that busy that you have not got a couple of minutes to just say, babe, just grabbing a coffee on a quick break. This is what I'm up to. How are you, beautiful? How's your day going? You tell me all about you. I haven't got time to text, but do you want to catch up on the phone later this evening?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about our day. You know, that I would be like, what are you doing if you're not? What are you doing on that evening that takes you hours and hours and hours to reply to a message? Is it not courteous if someone that you say you like, that you respond and don't leave them sat there thinking, oh God, is something wrong? So the devil on my shoulder would say, bring it up and cause a big fight.
No, I don't think you should need to cause a fight.
No, I'm joking.
Are you though, really?
Yeah, no, don't fight with people.
I love texting. If I'm in a distant relationship and like this person said, is that they rely on social media. Personally, I would bring the courage up, maybe have a bit of a drink and say, let's just pause for a second. Let's stop being cute and sexy and funny and easygoing, easy breezy. I want to put some points across. I need some fucking commitments. If you really like me, this is what I need. You can tell me if I'm being needy or not, but I want a good morning text. I want a good night text. You tell me if you're busy. Are you don't just them. Ignore it.
But then are you forcing them? Should it not come natural?
But then you give them a reason. You give them a reason to say why that isn't acceptable for them. And if it's not acceptable, you're clearly not going... You shouldn't change who you are because they want to be their life.
Yeah, maybe this is a sign that you're not vibing together.
If he really likes you, he's going to make them little changes. Because I'm sorry, you're not asking for the fucking world, are you? You're not asking for the world to say... Look, I'm in the gym at this time. Come on. I forgot where I was.
You put some positive changes in place.
So you put some positive changes. I like to call them commitments. You're in a distance relationship with this person. You can't just grab coffee with them. So there's got to be they're not rules, they're commitments. They're, if somebody likes you, you don't change for that person.
Like,
but you,
that's the thing. You don't have those little moments of like, just, you've got a commute. There's a commute there if you live in different cities. So it's not like on a Wednesday night you can pop around for a takeaway, or you can say, shall we, we're both in town after work. Do you want to grab a glass of wine and a bite to eat? And then you're seeing each other, you know, the natural stuff, the stuff that just happens. You don't have that. So I think that's going to have to come in some form of a video call and a little bit more commitment.
Yes.
So that you can enjoy those weekends when you can actually drive up or get the train up to see each other. Then that makes absolute perfect sense. That's a good thing to do. I'd enjoy that. And I think it would reassure me. It's just one of those situations. It's a catch-22. All of your instincts will be telling you to think the worst, but I think that probably stems from being in a situation that's given you the doubts in the past. And we've spoken about this before. Projection is not a good thing. Perhaps fill your own time with positive things so that you're more busy. And then you might understand and you might appreciate those moments that you've got to text. It seems like you've got too much time on your hands right now. And you could probably take a leaf out of this person's book and be a bit busier.
You're right with that, but I still stand by that you've got to tell them. If you like them and you're unhappy, you've got to tell them things that you don't have to be like, I demand this and I don't like this. You just get them to change a little bit.
Take some more. We know that the other person is a guy, but we don't know if the dilemma is a guy or a girl. Depending on who you are, what you are, what you identify as, sweetheart, what I would say is get that bussy or pussy out, get your ring light clacked up in bedroom, have a gorge sexy bath, put some gorge sexy lingerie on, some lingerie.
Lingerie.
Get your sexy lingerie. Get some gorge lingerie on, Take some OnlyFans style pics. And when you think you're losing that, send a bussy or pussy pic with ring light. Get their attention that way. Turn him on.
Bitch. I have got something to say about this.
I'm scared whenever you say you've got something to say about this. I'm really nervous.
My thought, I love a good sexy pic. I love a thirst trap pic. And I will send them out to people that I trust.
Anyone
will say
absolutely
that.
Not joking.
However, if you are talking to a guy and he keeps ignoring you and you decide to send him a thirst trap pic and that's when he responds to you,
dangerous territory.
What is that saying?
Oh,
he only wants that one thing. Yeah, you don't want anything else. Yeah, you've got his attention because you sent a picture of your ass or tits or cock.
Yeah,
off,
could
whatever you
could
like
become
to send.
A booty call sitch, could become a bit of a like thirst trap sitch. Uh-huh. Maybe then instead of being in that sitch, what if just send
him that you're in hospital.
And we are not straight up lying about being in hospital, because if he rocks up, can you imagine,
he lives in a different city.
Yeah, and if it is paranoia and he really does like this person, imagine he jumps in the car, whizzes up the M1, risking his life on a limb, and she's like sat snuffling fish and chips in front of Corey. We are not straight up lying. Maybe save those pictures for when you've got his attention and you're having a good conversation. Drop one in then. Let him put the olive branch out and then keep him there by thinking, oh, this is getting spicy. So he starts to invest more in that and maybe might get cockers on and you might have a bit of a sexy FaceTime. You never know. Or
exactly. Definitely do it then. Don't do it if he hasn't messaged you all day and then at 5 o'clock
but
you're
be
like,
busy.
I'll send him a titty photo.
Also be busy, because when you take yourself off the menu And when you are a bit unavailable, I'm not into games, but at this stage, it's early doors. People are still figuring out what they think about each other, and they see these signs of it being too needy and being too desperate for someone as a put-off. Just keep yourself busy. Join a spin class. Go and do yoga. Go to a fucking coffee morning if needs be. Join a book group. Put it on your Instagram story and don't reply to his text and let him see the Instagram story and then reply later and say, oh, being super busy being at book club with Karen. Had a right good morning. Just doing a downward dog at yoga with Dopey Donna. Fantastic. Like, you know what I mean?